Cotton producers not only here in the Southeast but across the country are seeing trying times. And according to Georgia Cotton Commission Executive Director Richie Seaton, that is why leaders in the industry continue to try and find ways to help.
Our entire industry was very disappointed that the cottonseed legislation did not get in the omnibus spending package. It was budget neutral and it was a plan that our industry could live with. But when you get defeated, you have to pick up and go again. And we're making a very strong effort right now. One of the things that we're doing is we're asking agribusinesses, ag lenders, and all those who depend on the economic impact of cotton for the success of their business to sign on to a letter that will be sent to President Trump at the White House. And it's a very simple thing to do. You go to the National Cotton Council's website, cotton.org/economic assistance. It has a blank where you can easily put in your name of your business, your farm, etc., and send it in, and you know your name will be added to the list. As of yesterday, we had over 1,200 signatures nationally, and we have about a week to go before the deadline for getting all the signatures in. So I certainly would urge everybody that depends on cotton for part of their livelihood to make an effort to log on to this site and sign on to the letter.
And Seaton explains another effort that is also underway.
Over 75 cotton interest organizations across the whole cotton belt have signed a letter to President Trump highlighting the economic stress that cotton producers and our entire industry is in at this point, asking him to consider providing some type of assistance until the next farm bill is completed and we can get cotton back in Title I where it should be.
To learn more, contact the Georgia Cotton Commission office in Perry. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.